Welcome to Dana and Bryson on 33.2 EDUC, a weekly show that discusses public education in the United States. Today we'll be talking about how the general public views school teachers and how that affects people's decisions to teach. Mackenzie is a senior in college at Bucknell University who is pursuing her teaching credentials. She's one of many who has this dream of becoming a teacher, but people are discouraging her from it.
I have always wanted to be a teacher since I was little. So I pursued wanting to be an elementary school teacher, but my parents and as well as like other people always would discourage that, kind of just saying that you could do better or that you're smarter than that or you shouldn't waste it on being a teacher. After a while, I sort of fell into that as well. A lot has to do like with the income and how they're paid and then also with the perception of them. So after I figured out how much in loans I was going to have to owe from Bucknell and maybe could teach later in life once I have a cushion of income and no more college debt.
Unfortunately, this isn't an isolated case. Plus, an average starting salary of $39,000 isn't exactly an encouraging figure, especially when you're thinking about paying off student loans.
I'm not sure I agree with you, Bryson. Sure, teaching may not be the most glamorous job in the world, but if someone is passionate about teaching, they ought to teach, regardless of the low salary or lack of prestige that comes with the job.
But the joy of teaching doesn't exactly pay the bills these days, like a job in finance or engineering, and the smartest students know this. The way it stands right now, American teachers are not coming from the top of their class, but actually the bottom third, according to McKinsey & Company, a global management firm in their 2010 report titled Closing the Talent Gap. I think by improving the talent pool from which teachers are drawn, the large number of underachieving schools in this country will start to decrease. And how can this be done? By increasing teachers' salaries to attract top-achieving students.
Okay, so maybe teachers don't make much compared to, say, surgeons, but teachers are well-respected people. After all, we are putting the education of our children in their hands. Doesn't that speak to how important society thinks they are?
True, but it's hard to get away from the fact that salary plays a huge role in social status in this country. Even though teachers may be doing a noble deed, they're still not going to be perceived the same way as a doctor or a lawyer might.
Well, let's hear from someone who experiences the way society views teachers firsthand. Meredith is a second-year teacher from San Jose, California, who teaches special education at the elementary level. We asked her some questions about what it's like being a teacher and how people respond to her career choice. Here's what she had to say.
I live in San Jose, California, which is known as the Silicon Valley, the hub of Apple, Google, any computer science-related big business you can think of. A lot of that actually drives up the cost of living, the cost of groceries, of gas, you could say, all the daily costs and things that we have to pay for in the Silicon Valley, I think, are driven by the amount of money that the top dogs make there. One thing that often deters people from becoming teachers is we don't really make that much money. There's a lot of turnover of young teachers at this time. Being in the San Jose area where it costs so much to live, teachers can't afford to live in San Jose on their salaries right now. If you're only making $50,000, pocketing maybe $40,000, and your rent is $2,000 a month, you can't make it living in San Jose. People often say, "Oh, you must be an angel. Oh, I could never do your job. Oh, you must be so patient." I think in this day and age, those aren't really the qualities that are admired or pursued anymore. I think people want to be successful. No one would ever tell me as a teacher that I'm successful. I think people want to make a lot of money and they want to be smart. They want to be seen as someone who's a go-getter, not someone who is patient and caring.
See, teachers aren't respected in this country. Meredith says herself that nobody would call her successful, and that compared to a lot of other people in her area, she's barely making peanuts.
I have to say, you're right, Bryson. I never realized how underappreciated our nation's teachers are. And I have to say, I'm guilty of it as well. I think of teachers as being patient and caring people, but I wouldn't necessarily call them successful.
Well, that's because successful by today's standards is almost exclusively defined by financial status.
Yes, but I think there's more at play here than just the skimpy paychecks that teachers receive. I mean, think about it. Teaching, historically, has often been considered a woman's profession. Up until more recent years, women weren't viewed as equals, and neither were the professions that they chose to take on. Women were pushed to be teachers because they were thought to be nurturing and caring, and those stereotypes still exist, even today.
That's true. When I think of successful people that I know, I wouldn't say that nurturing and caring are the first words that come to mind. Success in this country is equated with living the American dream. In other words, if you're determined and work hard, then you'll be successful. People don't think that teaching requires grueling hours of work and endless determination, so people struggle to see teachers as having earned success.
Okay, so teachers aren't respected and are paid next to nothing. Is there any incentive for talented individuals to take on teaching?
Well, my original response to that question would be no, but there are others who see things differently, like my friend Tom Leeser. Let's hear what he had to say when asked about how he chose to alter his career path and the response that he received.
I graduated from college with a degree in engineering. Worked for 6 or 7 years doing structural engineering, and then had an opportunity to begin teaching physics and math at my old high school. Interviewed and got hired, and that sort of started my teaching career. Certainly, my family, close friends and family knew I was kind of struggling with my engineering job, wasn't really enjoying the day-to-day. Certainly, there were a lot of questions regarding finances and taking a pay cut and some of those sort of things. Once I made up my mind, I was fine. But before, as I was kind of going through that process, should I do this, should I not do this, I wasn't getting a lot of people encouraging me to do it. There were a lot of people questioning, you know, why would you want to do that? Most jobs, you go to a job, you're there sort of 9 to 5, and you go home, and then you have your separate life. In education or as a teacher, you know, it's not uncommon to run into students and parents outside of the school day, and you're still sort of on the job in a way, but in a positive way, being part of a community and feeling actively involved in the community.
Wow, it sounds like he actually has a passion for teaching. I mean, he gave up a solid engineering job and was willing to make less money to do something he enjoyed more. That's something you don't see often nowadays.
Probably because a lot of people can't afford to. I think Tom is a different case in that he didn't have a financial obligation to remain an engineer. He had the freedom to choose his profession, and he went with what he likes better. A lot of people are not in a situation where they have options, but have to take the best job they can get in terms of salary. In fact, Mackenzie is a great example of this. Her goal is to become a teacher, but she can't right now because of the student loan payments that she'll have, which forces her to do something she enjoys less.
It definitely sounds like finances play a big role in people's decisions to become teachers. After all, teaching is a full-time job, and it needs to be able to support someone financially. The reality is, not everyone can afford to be a teacher. To top it off, the lack of prestige that comes with the job isn't exactly helping to attract potential teachers.
Dana, that's a great point you're making, and I think only time will tell about the future reputation of public school teachers. Well, I think that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us on 33.2 EDUC. This is Dana and Bryson, hoping you'll tune in next time to hear more about what's going on in our public school systems.